Hello? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Good afternoon.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. I'm calling back. Again, this is just to go over the progress of your account. I'm so sorry if I was late. The internet went out. I just got back in. But yes, is this still a good time or do you want me to reschedule?
Oh, no, it's fine.
Okay, perfect. Please just be advised that this call is monitored and recorded for training and quality purposes, okay?
Okay.
All right, so today I'd like to talk about the progress of your account, the things that we did for your campaign, and I'll walk you through with your client dashboard and see if you have questions with it, or see if you've got questions about your campaign in general.
Okay.
So it's been 52 days since you joined Local Stash, and so far we are done with content creation, which is search engine optimized. We also have submitted your business to online directories. All of the things we did will definitely help with brand awareness and online exposure, especially for customers who are actively searching for your services. Now, as for your Google Business Profile or your Google listing, I see that it's been optimized since the 15th of January. Now, the last time I did my research was 2 weeks ago, back on the 16th of this month, 1 month after we got a hold or we optimized your listing. At that time, I still did not see the business in the first page, but to my surprise, when I check it today, I see that we've got a couple of keywords on the first page already. We have painting services, handyman services, and drywall services, although I did not try the rest of the keywords. But there were also interior painting. That one, I did not see the business on the first page yet. So there could be other keywords that's on the first page as well. However, just to really take this opportunity, allow me to remind you that for maximum results, normally that takes about 6 to 8 weeks after the optimization. So please, all we ask is for you to give us the remaining 2 to 4 more weeks to continue working in this campaign.
Okay.
Now, thank you. If there is something that you can do to help speed up the progress of your account, we need you to please continue to gather reviews. It's important that now that we are in the first phase, it's important that we get as many reviews as possible because that would attract clients to choose your business. Getting a lot of 5-star reviews could be a factor for prospects to call you instead of those other businesses that's even on top of you in terms of placement. And
okay.
We need to keep the listing as active as possible, so we highly recommend that you respond to those reviews. You can do it either straight from your Google Business Profile, or you can use the Splash app or the client dashboard in doing so. Can you please just confirm if you have access to the app?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then please just continue to manage your account through the dashboard or through the app. If in case you have questions or concerns, there is an option for you to initiate a chat through the dashboard, so make use of that functionality. And then also, we highly encourage you to please continue either emailing us or sending over the pictures to us, or you can actually just upload them on your own straight from the dashboard or from your mobile app. So it's going to be from your phone going straight to the dashboard or our back office. But just to really let you know, it's not going to automatically show up on your listing. It's still going to go through QC. And if the pictures are approved, then at that time you will see it on your Google Business Profile. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And then your Facebook page, we've been running the ad since the 30th of January. It's been a month now, and so far it's been gaining audiences. So it's very important that you will continue to manage your business Facebook page. For some people, They will visit your page and they will check for more work, more pictures, and see if you're active. So please, it's important that you continue to post pictures or videos, create educational posts, respond to Facebook inquiries, and even ask your friends and family members to follow your page. That would definitely help get more traction, okay?
Yeah, I do have a question about that. Is there a way to turn off my automated messages, like not have any at all?
Once you start running ads, there would be, like, the automated responses. Although
I need that off because it's upsetting.
We can limit it to 2 questions. That's the minimum that Facebook would allow us.
Okay. Yeah, because it's upsetting customers. It repeatedly messages them, and it kind of, like, it actually, I've gotten complaints about it. I actually had a girl, like, scream at me saying, please stop messaging me.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm trying to find a way. I've never seen that before because, I mean, I've had a previous one before through a different business, and it's never had the automated messages, but they feel violated. It's asking too much information.
And, well, again, for now, I'm not sure if this is, like, we've checked this with our Facebook team already, and they're not able to really completely eliminate it once the ads or as long as the ads is running. So what we can do is to limit it to the minimum. 2 questions, like how can we help? If they say stop, it will just thank them. And that's it.
Okay. Is there a way to say maybe what – area or what services are you looking for, and then like not a phone number, not an address, because she got really upset at me. Like she called me and like tried to do a customer service complaint against me.
Oh.
So So and I've noticed that's been doing it a lot to people. But I'm just wondering if there's maybe a way to just put it as okay. What area are you at, and then what's a good time to contact you, maybe?
Are you at, and then what's the best time to contact? Okay. I'll submit that request to the team to modify the automated messages and limit it to 2 questions. Where are you, with what area the prospect is in, and their best time for a call or to chat?
Yeah, that'd be perfect. Also, I've noticed there's been a lot of people, I don't know if they're getting the wrong idea what the ads are running, but they're saying that they want to rent a home. And it's making it seem like I'm maybe a realtor or something.
Do you have access to your app right now or the dashboard?
No, I don't. I'm actually at a job site right now. I'm working.
Okay, I see. Because the Facebook ads preview, that's on the dashboard. So if you have access to it, I would have asked you to check and see if there is anything on it that could be misinterpreted. So once you get home or once you have a chance, log on to your dashboard, go to the Facebook ads tab. That's where you will see the preview of the ads, and then let us know if anything needs to be updated. Or else it's just maybe a wrong interpretation of the ad, okay? But let us know.
Okay.
We can modify or edit the ads anytime you want. However, we don't really, like, would recommend frequently changing it because it will undergo learning phase and it would slow down for a week or two before it starts getting traction again. But if in case something really needs to be changed, then, again, let us know, okay?
Okay.
All right. So far, do you have any questions or other clarifications?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Well, you have our phone number, call, text, email, or chat through the client dashboard for immediate assistance. You stay safe.
Okay.
You have a good one, and I hope you'll have a productive week ahead.
Goodbye. You too.
Now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.